Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is getting daf chaf. We are holding here on Yud Tes Amud Beis at Amar Ravina, three lines up in the skinny lines. Without really too much need for introduction from the last week, kind of a not a clean break, but again, the Indian Belso Indian still talking about different types of gets and issues that might come up. So Amar Ravina, Amar Li Amemar. Amemar said to me that Hachi Amar Maremar. The Maremar said the following. Mishmei de Rav Dimi, in the name of Rav Dimi. Honey Bray trade the Ayiv Gita Kamayu Srichi Le Mikre. Any Edim that come to bring a get need to have read the get, right, and then obviously signed it afterwards. Or if they're the Edim Mizira, right, they bring the get, so they have to have signed the get. Mesvei, the Gemara says, 1 second. What about the following Braisa? Hare Zigiteich Unatalto Uzrakto Tliyam, or right, we quoted this yesterday. A guy gives his wife a get, and she takes it and throws it into the river, into the sea, or all the or into the fire, or the Cholta Vavrit, or to anything that destroys it. The Chazer of Amar, and the guy comes back and says, Shtar Pasim Hu, Shtar Amanahu. Right, he said, oh, by the way, that wasn't actually a get, just kidding. Right, so the Braisa said, Megureshes, right, that actually does work. Velo Kol Himenu, the Osra. And he does not, he is not able, right, to asser her to remarry, meaning that's legit get, they're fully divorced, he has nothing to doing, right, when he claims that wasn't actually a get. Now, if you're telling me that the Edim who gave that document to the woman, have to read it, right? So Basar Dekriya Mi Matzi Amar Lehachi. What do you mean? After the Edim read it, can the guy be like, oh, by the way, that wasn't a get? What do you mean? These Edim read the Shtar. Of course it was a get. It says, you're right. Lo Tzricha, we need this case, but only when do we need that Braisa? The Basar Dekriya Ayle Leve Yade Ve'afke. Right, a guy, why do we need that Braisa? But that is, in the case the guy did some sort of magic trick, that after, right, he kind of took the get back, or after they read it, and he took the get back from them, so he put it into his pocket, and then pulled it out again. So you might have thought, that maybe we're concerned that this guy kind of switched up the staros, right, and so Kamash Malan, the Bresa tells us that we are not. Okay, Ahu Gavra the Zorak Lagita the Bisu Lebene Dani. There was a guy who threw a get to his wife, and they landed between the barrels. And Ishtachach, they went to look for the shtar, and they found a mezuzah. Right, it wasn't a get, it was a mezuzah. So Rav Nachman mezuzah Bene Dani Lo Shchicha. The Gemara says you're right. It's not, the mezuzah is not common to be found between, let's say, barrels of wine, and therefore it must have been that was the item that he threw, and therefore it wasn't the get, and they're not divorced. But that's only right, if you find one mezuzah. But if you find two or three, it must be from these. And Hanami Havai Vegita Emor Achabarim Shaglua. It must be that if you have found a bunch of them, so it must be, you know, a guy was carrying a bag of mezuzah and they just dropped out. And for whatever reason, right, those are the mezuzahs, but the get itself, right, was thrown to her, but it was kind of carried away by Achabarim, by rats or whatever, by mice or whatever, right, and that was actually, maybe, and that might be a get, and therefore there's a suffix. Suffolk Gershon over here. Ahu Gavra, the Gemara says there was a guy, the Olive Knishta, very odd case. A guy went to Shul, but Shakal Sefer Torah, and Yavlad Ludabisu. Right, guy picked up a Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh, Ramallah, and he said to give it to his wife, and he said, Hare Ha Gitech. He said, this is your gift.
Very strange. Type of okay, but sometimes, you know, people act irrationally, unfortunately, when these things happen.
So a guy went to shul, picked up a sefer Torah, and said, here's your get. Right, I heard that there's something written in this book about a get. Here's your get. So Rabbi Yosef, lemay lechushlo. Right, what are we concerned about over here, says Rabbi Yosef? Right, is it bechlal anything? Right, imisham may milin, if we're nervous about, if there's some sort of like, the get is written on the other side, right, of the Sefer Torah, right, and therefore, since it was, you know, made milin, right, if you know, we said before, that's the nut juice, right, that you treat the parchment with. So if you wrote it, right, on, outside of the Sefer Torah with this nut juice, right, so maybe, right, and then it would, we said before, it would fade away, so ein me milin, agave me milin. We said before that it doesn't work, and if you're treating the Sefer, I mean, it's not going to happen. It's not going to disappear, and there, because you treat all the Sefer Torah with this this gall nut juice, I think, whatever. So it can't be that, you know, we're concerned that there was actual writing of a get on the other side of the Sefer Torah. Imish increases, and if we're nervous that maybe the Pazuk talks about Rakushis de Isbe, right, if you look at Rashi, Ksuva ba Parsha, because of the Sefer Kreshis, right, if you're nervous about the whole Parsha in the Torah, right, we had something similar. Right, if you remember by Sota, because the Sota has the whole Parsha that the Kohen has to say to the woman. So, but here, it doesn't really say as much as it says by Sota, it just says, Vasal Sefer Krisus. Right, he has to give her a get. If we're nervous about that, Habayinu v'katzavu l'shma v'lekat. Well, first of all, that's not written l'shma. Right, that wasn't written. Yeah, get has to be written for l'shma, for this woman. And if we'd be nervous that maybe the guy did actually gave money to this over, and mamash, like, so he would have what's it called? He would have kavana when he wrote that the psukim about get. So inan shina shmo, well, shina they take out of here, right? Yeah, if you look at the Gura takes it out. So therefore, Habayin and Shmo v'Shma, Shem Iro v'Shem Iro v'Leka. So what do you mean? So you're still missing, right? His name, her name, right? The city, right? It doesn't mention Zman over here, but okay, whatever. You're missing all these things. So Rav Yosef, so the Gemara says, well, Rav Yosef, Mike Mashalem. Well, okay, that's so poshut, right? So obvious, that's not a get. So what is Rav Yosef teaching us? So he says, what the first thing that he mentioned, She'ein Meimilin, Agabe Meimilin, right? He had to mention the whole thing because, as we said before, but this is, you know, Rav Yosef is telling us that if you write something on gallnut juice, right, it's not gonna show up, and so, you know, so that's not gonna be a legitimate get if you have one item on the next. Okay, that nut juice written on that. Parchment treated with nut juice. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, "Get your kasher shalol l'shma v'hervir alav kulmus l'shma." If a person writes a get shalol l'shma, right, writes a get for, you know, let's say stam, different people, and then he goes, let's say they have the same name, and he goes over then the writing, right? He retraces the writing with a quill, with a kulmus, with a quill, l'shma, for the sake of this couple over here. The bottom of the chogas Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. That's the same chogas that we're about to have. Between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, the Tanya is related to Rabbi. So this is Machlokas by a Sefer Torah. Harei Shaiyat Tzarech Lichtov is a shame if the guy is supposed to write shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, let's say, in the Sefer Torah. When he's coming Lichtov Yehuda, and then he made a mistake. He made two mistakes, but the first mistake was he thought he was supposed to write Yehuda Vita, and then he made a mistake. Velo Hutil Bo Dalis, and then he made a mistake and he left out the Dalid from Yehuda. Right. So the Gemara, very often, interestingly enough, the Gemara calls a Dalid what we call a Dalid a Dalis or Dalit. Right, very interesting. Okay, anyway, so we'll call it Dalit, like, you know, like we say. So anyway, so the Gemara said, right, he's thinking, the guy made two mistakes. First of all, he thought he was supposed to write Yehuda, then he blew it, and he wrote Yudke Vavke, right? And really, he was supposed to write Yudke Vavke. So what can he do? So Mavir says, Rabbi Yehuda, Mavir love kul musu makacho de Rabbi Yehuda. The guy can retrace the letters with the proper task, with the proper intention, and that's Makadish, and that works. That doesn't work, really. That's not, we don't like that so much. So Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov, so that's our machlokes, right? Can you retrace, right, writing that's already there? Rabbi Yehuda says yes, and the Chacham said no. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, nah, tell Malohi, maybe that's not really the same machlokes. Because I'd come, look, Amri Rabbanan Hasam, maybe the Chachamim over there, where it only say, Bach changes it to Ella, Devina Zekelev and Veo Veleka. Right? Why do we need to have Yurkevoka written originally the Shema without being traced over? Because we require Zekeli Van Vehu. And that's very interesting, because if you know, right, the Zekeli Van Vehu, obviously a pasuk in Yashir, but that is basically a halacha that we're familiar with, maybe not necessarily familiar with the source for it, but we know that there's a mitzvah to have, or is it an inyan, there's a hiddur mitzvah, right, the concept of hiddur mitzvah, to have a nice lulav, to have a nice sukkah, to have a nice whatever. So that's usually very interesting use here, because usually that's not ma'akev, right? To have a beautiful esrog, you're still yotzei the mitzvah if you have some lousy, you know, schlub esrog. If for whatever reason you can't get an esrog, and or all the esrogim that they're selling in your neighborhood are lousy, you're still yotzei the mitzvah with a mediocre-looking esrog. But here, if you don't have zekelim v'aveo, that's ma'akev. This is crucial, right? You can't, apparently, if you're not allowed to retrace this letters for the Shem Hashem by Sefer Torah, because it needs to be Mehudar, it needs to be Zekeli V'Nefer. Okay. Abba Hachalo, but over here by Gittin, maybe that's not true. Maybe that's the only reason the Chachamim were Machmir, is because you need Zekeli V'Nefer, and that's not something that's relevant by Gittin, and therefore may not necessarily be the same Achogas. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda walked into the base one day, he was feeling saucy, and he said, Yechilna L'mifzoleh L'kulegit Ba'alma. He said, I can passel up all the gets in the world. Well, that's a bold statement, right? And automatically, right, whenever the Gemara, someone says that, right, in the Torah world, right, whenever the Gemara gives a list, right, for example, the Mishnah gives a list, so the Gemara immediately sets out to disprove it, right? What about this? What about this? What about this? So sure enough, right, you walk into the base manager, made a declaration like that, so somebody steps up to say, I don't know what you're talking about. So I'm really Rava. Rava said, my time out. Like, where'd you get that from? Ilema, if it's Mishum, because Dichtev, suppose it says because of, right, the husband has to write it, the Hacha, Ihi Kakasrale, and here she's writing it. What does that mean? Does the wife write the get? No, what it means is Chazal and Matakein that the woman should pay the sofer to write the get. Because if it was up to the husband to pay the sofer to write the get, it'd never get done. Obviously, the husband's in a rush. Right? She doesn't want to be a naguna. She wants to get out of the marriage. But okay, so they're Matakein that he should, that she should pay for the get. So apparently, you see that she's writing it, but that shouldn't be a problem, right? Because Dilma Aknui Aknu Le Rabbanan, because maybe Chazal, right, through Hefker Bezen Hefker, right, made the get belong to the husband, and therefore it's his because of it. It's as if he, you know, bought the get. So Elam Mishum Dichtiv V'Nasan. Maybe you're thinking that it says V'Nasan, right, that the guy has to give her a get, and he's not really giving her anything. He's not giving her anything of value specifically, right, because it's just a piece of paper, right, it's just a piece of parchment. It's not worth anything, so, especially after it's got writing all over it. Right, no one's reusing this. So Dilma Nesina is a get. Maybe the Torah doesn't mean you have to give a chash of a Nesina. Maybe it doesn't mean you have to give her a Nesina Shavapruta that's worth something. Maybe it just means you have to give her the get. And Teda, I'll prove it to you, the Shulchan Mitam, because they said from there, they sent from over there, from Eretz Yisrael, Kosuval, Yisrael, not Kosher. Right? If you write it on Yisrael Hana, right? So if you write the get on Yisrael Hana, something that's Aser, right? That's still Kosher, but apparently you don't need any value, right, on the get itself. Okay, let's go back. Let's talk about that. Kufa, Shalchu Mitam, Kosu, Al Yisrael Hana, Kosher. If you write the get on something that's Aser Ba'ana, Aser to derive benefit from, the get is still Kosher. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Afan Namitanina. We also learned that in the Braisa. Al Haleshel Zayas, well, it's really our Mishnah, right? You can write it on an olive leaf. So you see, olive leaves aren't worth anything. Yes, okay, they're edible, fine. But like, you know, you see like these fancy chefs making these dishes with olive leaves. But okay, but it's still not worth anything. It's not one olive leaf. It's not Shavapruta. So Gemara says, you're right. Well, not really. Dilma shiny Haleshel Zayas, the Chazit Zerufe. Well, maybe that's a little different. Maybe that's not exactly in Isser Hana, because you could combine many olive leaves and then you'd have a Shavapruta. Right? You can combine them together. But something that's Asher Ba'ana, but it has literally no intrinsic value, so maybe that's not exactly the same sheet, though. Okay, Tanya Rebbe, Omer Rebbe says the following, Kasu, well, Yisura Hana, Kasher, Rebbe passing like that, and Nafak Levi, Jerusha, Mishmeh, the Rebbe, Velokol Suah. Levi went out and passing like that, in the name of Rebbe, but Velokol Suah, Mishmeh, Velokol Suah, but nobody accepted that sheet. But then, Mishmei Derabim, then Levi was so sure, again, he heard it from Rebbe, he was sure that was the halacha, so then he went out and reported it in the name of the masses, meaning that everybody holds like this, and then Vikalsua, right, and then and then everybody accepted that halacha from him, and Alma, apparently, what do you see? Right, the Hilchos HaKavasi, that is, in fact, the halacha. Tanur Rabbanan will end the Braisa. Vikosav v'lo chokak. Then you have to write the what's it called? You have to write the get. V'lo chokak. Apparently, what that means is you can't carve, right, it into some sort of, you know, some sort of item, some sort of material, right, with a knife or with whatever. But the main the chakika lav ksivei. Does that mean to say that carving is not considered to be writing? Or minhu? 1 second, I'll bring a brisa. Evan sheyotze b'chsav she'al gabe tavla u'pinkas. Let's say you have a slave that has his get shichur is written on some sort of board. So yotze l'cheres, that works. Have a low lichtov she'al gabe kibav and duchtori, but not if you embroider it on some sort of, right, if you embroider it with some sort of stitching. Okay, but you see clearly that the engraving on some sort of board, that works. So here's a fascinating discussion. This comes up several places in Shas, right? The difference between writing something, engraving something by, let's say, taking a knife or whatever you use to engrave, right, and let's say pressing that into a gold board or into some sort of lead, whatever it is, and as opposed to, right, that's chok yirechos, and chok tochos is where you actually push down all of the space around, let's say, the letters you're trying to write, and then the letters rise on their own, right? If you can use an, you can imagine like the shin on the top of your tefillin, right? That's lechora. I actually have never seen this. I would imagine this is true, that is raised out by itself because you pull out. I'm not sure. I don't want to use that as an example, but that's, if you would imagine that, right? You see the shin is bullate. It's sticking out of, right, the tefillin, right? So I'm not a Bucky and Hillel's tefillin at all, so I actually have no idea if it's how it's made. But that would be the example of, let's say, chok tokos, where they would press down around, let's say, around the shin, and then the shin would come out on its own. Just like when they mint coins, right? There's a whole stamping process we'll talk about in a second. There's a stamping process, and you push down, let's say, the silver around, I don't know, who's on the quarter, Washington or something? I don't know. The quarter is, you press down on the quarter, and obviously the face comes up, right? The head comes up on its own, because around the quarter, around the image, right, is pressed down. So chok tochos, that's the I'm not sure what the word is for it, but that's the pressing down the outside. And chok erechos, that is actual engraving. That would be a legitimately considered writing. But the other one, right, the pressing down around it, that's not considered to writing. Gemara says v'tochos, oh, really? And really pressing down around so that an image shines through, that's not considered writing. We're in here, one second. I'll bring a stira. Halacha about the tzitz. The tzitz was the thing that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, right, out of gold. It said Kodesh Lashem on it. Lo haya kas v'shokeya elabolet kedina arzav. And sure, the Kodesh Lashem, well, it wasn't just written, it extended, right, like a dinar, like a coin, right, it extended from the actual gold of the tzitz. And the way you make a coin, right, is you press down around it, and the, you know, whatever head, Caesar, I don't know, whatever head they're trying to break, comes out on its own. So the Gemara answer is, you're right. You're right. The tzitz was like coins, but not really like coins. It was similar to coins that the image, the words, Kodesh Hashem, like, stuck out from the gold. But it wasn't exactly made the same way. Because here, well, by coins, right, it's chok tochos, it's pushed down all around, and then the head shows on its own. But by the tzitz, as we're going to see in the Gemara in a second, Rashi quotes it over here, but that it was actually pushed in from the other side, right? That's the other way to make, is letters or an image stick out from the surface, is to push on the other side. Obviously, you have to have a very, very thin piece of metal, which the tzitz was. But okay. Amalei Ravina the Ravashi. Roshma michra chayitz okinufe machnif. So he asked, does a stamp, right, when you're making coins, is it also, that he asked the shayla, meaning, is it pressing down so that the head comes out on its own, or the image comes out on its own, or kinufi machif, maybe it also pushes down on the image itself, and kind of creates and forms, right, the image on its own. No, it pushes down, like we said before, it pushes down on everything around, and then, right, the image comes out on its own. And that wouldn't actually work for a get. Right? Aceve, I'll ask you more question. Lo hai kasu shoke, alabolikidina, yzarav. Again, the same sheet that we said by the tzitz. Right? The tzitz kodesh Hashem would come out like golden coins. Visakotetech mechacharitz in the field. Tell me that was what, you know, it's pressing around and it comes out. So haba ina mechta veleka. But what do you mean? The get, right, has to be, that's the Kodesh Hashem has to be ksav, right? And that's not considered to be ksav if you're just kind of letting the letters come out on its own by pushing down all of the other gold. So Gemara says the same answer. Similar to the coins, but not exactly. Kidinar Zav the bullet is similar to the coins because it stuck out. And this is where Rashi gets it from. Obviously, then the coins is where you press down on the front, right? And to the tzitz, they would push out on the other side, and that way the Kodesh Lashem would come out right on the front. Okay, fine. Good. Okay. Boy minei Rava mi Rav Nachman. Rava asked the following shayla from Rav Nachman. Kosov laget al tas shel zav v'amar la his kabli gitech v'his kabli ksuvasech. Guy figured he'd kill two birds with one stone. He wrote the get on a piece of gold. And he said, here's your get and here's your ksuva. Because, again, normally when we said before that the shtar is worth nothing. But now it's a piece of gold. So maybe that's her ksuva as well. So Mao, what's the din? So Malay, it's Kabbalah Gita, and it's Kabbalah Ksuvasa. That works. No other problem. She's gotten both the get and the ksuva, no problem. Esve, yes, one second. He's Kabbalah Gitech Vashalik Ksuvasech. If he says, here's your get, and again, he wrote it on, in the scenario where he wrote it on a piece of gold, Vashar, and the rest of it, meaning that the stuff around it, meaning the get, let's say, if you can imagine, the get is written in the inside, right, like you have on Microsoft Word, you have like, margins, thank you. And the writing is inside, is margined, right, off of the edge. So you have where the writing is, and then you have the outside, the white stuff. So he says, Vashar, meaning that the get is written on the inside, right? The shar and the rest of it, all the margins, That's obviously, if it's gold, it's worth selling. So that's the ksuvaso. If that's for your ksuva, so miskabel gita v'ashar the ksuvaso. So that works. So the gemara, so he's just medayik mataima di kashar. That's only if there's a the margins exist, right? Bahaleka. But if it doesn't, meaning if there is no margin, so then haleka shar. I'm sorry, lo, and that wouldn't work. So the gemara says not really. Who adin afagav the like a shar? No, really, the margins are, it will work regardless of whether there are margins or not. Kamash malan, aye. So what's that brash teaching me? Right, kamash malan, da afagav the ikashar. Right, even though there is a margin, right, e amar la in e lo lo. That if he said, I mean, if he stipulated that what's it called? Then the shar, then the rest of it, the margins are the ksuba. But if not. Right, so then they're not, but then that's not considered to be her ksuba. My time, what's the reason? Because Avida the Megillah, because that is the margin is considered to be right the airspace, right? That's considered to be right. The document is the document, right? The star is the star, right? Again, you can't separate it unless the husband actually does that right explicitly. Okay, Tana Rabbanan with another verse. Harig zegitech v'nair shali. Fascinating. If a guy says, "Here's your get," right? Again, ultra savage, terrible. Here's your get, and I want the paper. So it's worth nothing, but I want it anyway. So the Gemara says, "In Megareshes," right? That doesn't work. Says Rashi, "Why?" Again, also fascinating. The Kevin Danair Shalom, since the paper is his, Lo Nasan Laklum, he hasn't given her anything. The Nimsu Osios Porachas Ba'avir, because the letters are literally, floating in the air. It's not written on anything. She doesn't get anything. He's only given her floating letters. Almanasa, okay, fine. So Almanasa Taksiri Li Yesanir, but if he says, "Give me the get on the condition that you give me," to get back, so then her ezim agudreshes, that works because it's a matana manas laachzir, right? Just like by lulav on the first day, if you give a lulav and esrog to someone, a matana manas laachzir, I'm giving you a gift on the condition that you give it back. So when you fulfill the condition, when you give it back, right? So then it's as if, right, she accepted the get the first time, right? It's as if she really accepted it, and therefore, right, she would be megureshes, and that would be fine. Boy, Rav Papa said, "Bein shita l'shita, bein teva l'teva." My, what about if he says, "I want the paper, the parts of the paper that are in between each letter and each word." Okay, he's being, again, like we said, people go a little crazy when it comes to these things. "I want the part of the parchment. I want you to cut it out. I'm giving you Scrabble letters. I want the parchment that's in between each letter." So the Gemara says, "Take you." Well, we don't have an answer for that. Hi, the Gemara says, "Why don't we answer it to Sefer Echad Amarachman of Lashnayim, Shloshes Svarim? Why don't we learn it from..." Where is that Gemara quote in? Interesting. In Sota. Okay, fine. But then you have to give her one get and not two or three or whatever. So Gemara says, "Let's look at the Ma'ora." No, it must be that all the letters are somewhat attached. Meaning that they have some sort of like the words of like the Kuf and the Lamed already. Right? Some of them are like attached to each other. So then you would have one full document. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following shayla: Ha'imukzokin be'evid. Right, we know everybody. There's a chazaka that the husband owns a slave. The get kasev al yado, and he has a get written on his hand. Right, and then the wife presents the slave. Right, somehow he ends up with the wife at Beis Din, and she says, "Here, check it out. Here's my get." So, what's the deal? What's the halacha with that? I mean, again, because we had said, right, if you remember from the Mishnah, right, if you write a get al yado shal eved. And that's kosher, that's fine. So what do we do in this case? Do we say that he must have given her the eved? Odomar, maybe who menafshe ayo, or maybe just the slave just kind of showed up, right? Just came. Right? She said, "Come with me." He said, "Okay." So we don't have a case of Eid Mesira, obviously. We don't have a case of a situation like that. So what's the din? So Marava, Rava says, typically, why don't we answer the kasav sheyachol hisayevu? Why don't we answer that it's ksav sheyachol hisdayev? What do you mean? It's written on his hand, right? Why don't we say it's no good? Because you can't have ksav, you can't have writing that you could change, right? We have to have we go through the whole process to make sure that the get can't be switched. So you treat it with gallnut juice, etc. It has to be on with dio. That's permanent. You've written, everybody's written notes to themselves on their hand at some point in their childhood, right? That disappears within a couple of days, right? That's not good to write it on the slave's hand. So Gemara says, okay, but Rav Akasha Misnisen. What do you mean? Aliyah Chalevet. The Mishnah, hold on, before we get to that, how could Rava say that? The Mishnah says that if you give a get on the hand of a slave, that's fine. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, so Rava has no problem with the Mishnah. Why? Because Beit Misira of Rabbi Elazar. We're totally like Beit Misira, and it's Rabbi Elazar there were Eid Misira here. The guy wrote the shtar, the get on the Evet hand. He gave it to his wife. We had Eid Misira Karti. So that's totally fine. Right? They're the ones who were established that the get was given, and you're good to go. But Rabbi Brachama can't do that because we don't know. Right? Again, like we said, we're dealing with a case. There are no Eidim Mesira, and the Eved just showed us up in Beis Din. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Brachama, now me lo kasha. No, there's no problem. Rabbi Brachama, what's his case? B'ksovis kako. It's literally tattooed on his hand. Tattooed on his hand, right? So it says, we need tattooed on his hand. It's also to get a tattoo. Okay, so he knocks it down from it. There, right? The Torah, but interesting, he discusses that Shiloh. But okay, so it's tattooed on the Evan's hand. Of course, it's Hashas also the Hachi. Right now, you got to this. Once you have this answer, it's like okay, Masnisa Nami Lo Dikshi Biksovas Kaka. So you can also say that the Mishnah is like that. So okay, my Havi Allah, fine, Beseder. So what do we say about? We got around the writing issue, right? Again, so it's tattooed on the star. The get is tattooed on the Evan's hand. It's probably not a fun tattoo to get. There's a lot of words there and a lot of things that need to be said. Okay, but my Havi Allah, what's the dip? I'll bring a proof, right? The Amar Shlagish Hagodros Ein Lahem Chazaka, right? For literally mean animals, there's no type of Chazaka. Chazaka is not effective for animals. Just the fact, right, that again, animals have the same, not that slaves are animals, slaves are always human, but they have the same halachic status as property, right? And l'chor, that should be the same thing. So just like the slave shows up, right, and with the wife, right, doesn't necessarily mean anything. There's no chazaka. It can't be like, oh, now he must belong to the wife. Right, so therefore, we're not going to just say that the husband necessarily transferred ownership of the slave to the wife, and therefore, right, it would not necessarily be good. Okay, we're going to invite you in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.